Hello, everyone. I'm Trent Luce. Welcome to the journey we call Colorado Trails and Tales. Jump on in the Luce Tales Food Link Chuck Wagon. Then we will tool the region, the country, the globe. We will look at the news stories of the day, but we will not do anything at the end. You, by yourself, will determine how and if this information might actually affect us living this way in the good old U.S. of A. Well, I haven't really commented on the latest happenings in the presidential campaign. I thought everybody else was doing enough of that, but it appears to me that there is a lot going unsaid, particularly with the bias media coverage. So I'm going to throw my two cents in and plan to make this the only day that I comment on it. First of all, for anybody who is surprised about the hot mic conversation that Donald Trump had 11 years ago, you must be living in a bubble. You simply can't be paying attention to this man and his history if anything in that conversation surprises you. I'm not going to defend it. I'm not going to apologize for it. He didn't. But I'm saying you shouldn't be surprised. What I am surprised at, the Hollywood crowd, which is in such an uproar, particularly since they're in the business of making movies and television shows filled with the very actions that Donald Trump spoke of. And now they're upset that he's demeaning women? Have you watched your own shows? More importantly, I'm concerned about the reaction by the Republican base. For those of you who are now calling for Trump to step down in his bid for president, I'm here to tell you that you are part of the problem, not part of the solution. And I'm including my own two senators in that statement. Look, this has nothing to do with the hot mic comments, locker room talk that happened over a decade ago. This has everything to do with the establishment politicians who are circling the wagons. The rationale for my part of the Republicans being part of the problem instead of the solution is quite simple. The Republican system is like this. There's a primary that occurs in every state. The primary selects the person represented by the people that the people want to be the president of the United States in the Republican Party. Then the delegation comes to the National Convention and they select the person that the people want. I personally don't believe that Donald Trump won that nomination because people love him as a person. They have been moved by someone who is willing to speak their own mind, not cave on beliefs to the political machine, not say what is politically correct at the time, but to say whatever comes across his mind. The political machine no longer represents the everyday working people in this country. Now the people have spoken. The people are saying that they're tired of the establishment not listening to them. And the political machine is outraged. While we continue to argue about what he said, what she said, what he did, what she did, my family and millions of other American families continue to receive unaffordable health care bills and ridiculous insurance premiums because of a health care plan that Congress brought down upon its citizens while somehow managing to have a special provision to help them. Even in 2015, a challenge to that special provision was struck down by Superior Court Judge Herbert B. Dixon, Jr., who said, and I quote, "Federal regulations issued by the Obama administration permitting dozens on the Capitol Hill to take advantage of the insurance portal is going to be upheld." In the real world, meanwhile, back at the ranch, in the real world of producing something that people need, like food, fiber, pharmaceuticals, and fuel, real people are struggling to make that happen. They're struggling with a completely out-of-control government acting as through the EPA, the Department of Labor, and even the Fish and Wildlife Service, just to name a few off the top of my mind. This nation was built on the promise of the pursuit of happiness. And never once did that pursuit of happiness intend to be guaranteed via a government payment or handout. I challenge you to find me one single family or family company operation that is not struggling to find willing workers in today's society. Why would we have willing workers? Because even with the 2011 census, it reported that 52% of the nation's citizens now take some form of a government assistance. Why would you work for something when you're given free health care, when you're given free child care, when you're given free education? And folks, it's not free. Somebody is paying for it. The EPA and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service are working as a tag team. It would be the greatest wrestling match of all times as it continually erodes the constitutional rights that we have as property owners. Property rights are the ability of me to use my property, you to use your property as you see fit for not only my family, but the 320 million people in this country that call it home. Again, producing them their essentials of life. And instead of D.C. thinking that they know better, despite all of their failed attempts to control every aspect of our life, look at their success rate, a defunct postal service. Insurance companies that are being bailed out of the marketplace, the ones that survive, and they crash day after day. Energy industries that are being run out of business. Coal completely being destroyed like it was in Canada, where now your electricity bill has cost twice as much because of government intervention, and we're charging down the same path. Kelly and I lived on the Rosebud Indian Reservation for 5 years in South Dakota. We saw up close and personal. We know exactly how a two-class society works. And we are so fast headed down that path that we can't read the signs alongside the road. Their blurs, the detours, and the roadblocks are being placed by leaders and enhanced by a 24/7 bias media sensationalism that forms as the greatest distraction we could ever have to keep us from focusing on the most important core values that built this nation. A representative republic. The next time somebody, particularly an elected official, calls this a democracy, you stop them right there. It is not a democracy. It is a representative republic that our founding fathers intended to be the way of a path of creating this pursuit of happiness, of giving an incentive to personal property owners to find a better way. And we have made that happen through 240 years. And it stands at risk of a crash, a head-on crash, if we don't stop and read the signs along the way. A to Z, no GPS technology. The Journey, Colorado Trails and Tales. Have a great evening.